USA News. I'm Tim Berg. At least one death in Oklahoma is being blamed on the severe weather that's ripping through the state. As the cleanup continues on Sunday in Hughes County, at least one person died in the town of Holdenville, where at least 14 homes were either damaged or destroyed by possible tornadoes. Search and rescue operations are underway in several counties in Oklahoma with heavy damage reported. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia amid the ongoing war in Gaza. An Israeli foreign ministry official says Blinken will then visit Israel on Tuesday as talks continue for a potential ceasefire and hostage release deal. Hannah Siegel, whose uncle Keith is a U.S.-Israeli citizen and being held hostage by Hamas, joins CBS's Face the Nation and says she thinks a deal can get done to release more hostages.
I think that now is the moment. I think I have faith that we can do a deal now, but I also think that if that isn't possible, then the Biden administration should think about what they can do directly to bring our American citizens home.
This as anti-Israel protests are continuing on college campuses across the country. Republicans, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, visited Columbia University last week and are calling for the National Guard to be dispatched if the protests are not contained quickly. Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy tells Fox News Sunday most of the people protesting are not trying to incite violence.
We should all speak out, right, when protest crosses a line, when it becomes violent, or when there's hate speech. But 95% of the young people who are on these campuses are there because they believe there is a fundamental injustice being perpetrated in Israel, and we should protect their right to peacefully protest.
The NYPD says more than 100 people were arrested at Columbia last week. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy is co-sponsoring a bill that aims to strengthen the U.S. trade partnerships with Latin America while lowering reliance on China. On Fox and Friends Weekend, Cassidy says the legislation will reduce migration at the southern border by creating more jobs in Latin American countries, similar to what's happening in Mexico.
The kind of migration from Mexico has kind of evened out. Way back when, it was huge. Now it's evened out because there's jobs in Mexico. Now, by the way, we don't want good jobs to leave the United States to go anywhere else but the United States. But there's some jobs in which labor costs or in which the environmental regulation is such that it just cannot be here.
AI is once again in the spotlight. This time it's how it can be used for good. USA's Jen Gelber explains.
The U.S. government has asked leading artificial intelligence companies for advice on how to use the technology they are creating to defend airlines, utilities, and other critical infrastructure, particularly from AI-powered attacks. The move reflects the U.S. government's close collaboration with the private sector as it scrambles to address both the risks and benefits of AI.
After a short hospital stay on Saturday, Harvey Weinstein was sent back to prison on Sunday. The 72-year-old former Hollywood producer was checked out of Rikers Island on Saturday and taken to a hospital in Manhattan for a thorough exam, but he's now back in prison. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.